This is Fresh Air. It's been 10 years since celebrated novelist Kazuo Ishiguro brought out his last novel. But our book critic Maureen Corrigan says Ishiguro's latest, called The Buried Giant, was worth the wait. Here's her review.
We know, but we don't know. We know that we'll lose those we love, that we're going to die, that the whole solar system will disappear one day. It's that shadowy state of knowing, but mostly living as though we don't know about all these looming terrors that Kazuo Ishiguro captures in his latest novel, The Buried Giant. No novelist around today beats Ishiguro when it comes to writing about loss, and almost every time he tackles his signature subject, he does so through the medium of a different genre. His breakthrough book, The Remains of the Day, is a straight literary novel in diary form. When We Were Orphans is a detective tale, also presented through diary entries, and Never Let Me Go is a sci-fi story. This time round, Ishiguro serves up a masterful blend of fantasy, Arthurian romance, myth, legend, and postmodern absurdity. In The Buried Giant, an exhausted group of medieval travelers cross a blasted landscape straight out of the plays and novels of Samuel Beckett. They can't go on, but they go on, and so too do Ishiguro's readers, through scenes infused with menace and magical beauty and, yes, unendurable loss. The two main characters here are an elderly couple named Axel and Beatrice. They live in an underground warren of dark rooms dug into a hillside. The candle that they would use to light their sleeping quarters has been taken away from them by their neighbors, maybe because of a fire, maybe just because of their age. It's hard to know for sure, because as our unnamed first-person narrator tells us, in this past was rarely discussed. It had somehow faded into a mist as dense as that which hung over the marshes. It simply did not occur to these villagers to think about the past, even the recent one. Axel and Beatrice, though, like the other characters in this dim world, experience flashes of memory. Strange as it may sound, one day Beatrice recalls that she and Axel have a grown son, now living in a village only a few days' walk eastward. Old and infirm as they are, Beatrice and Axel set out. Here's our narrator again, describing the perils of such a journey. A traveler of that time would, often as not, find himself in a featureless landscape, the view almost identical whichever way he turned. A row of standing stones on the far horizon, a turn of a stream, the particular rise and fall of a valley, such clues were the only means of charting a course. Straying off course meant exposing oneself more than ever to the risk of assailants, human, animal, or supernatural. There were numerous instances of a traveler glancing back to the companion walking behind, only to find the latter vanished without trace. Along their tortuous way, Axel and Beatrice encounter pixies and ogres and other wanderers. A boy named Edwin, who's been cast out of his village because he's been bitten by a fiend. The elderly knight Gawain, arrayed in rusted armor astride his weary horse Horace. And a young warrior named Whiston, determined to slay the dragon that he believes is responsible for exhaling that mist of forgetfulness over the land. Of course, as is standard in these tales of enchantment, no one and nothing are what at first they appear to be. Axel, Beatrice, and their ragtag band of wayfarers take many wrong turns, but Ishiguro never does. If The Buried Giant were only a fantasy adventure tale, it would be well worth reading. But Ishiguro quests after far more profound mysteries here than the location of that dragon. Axel and Beatrice struggle to fight through the mist, to hold on to their memories and identities and each other, even as they have to resign themselves inevitably to letting go. This is yet another radiant and deeply moving Ishiguro riff on loss and the tragic nature of life. I'd pay it the tribute of saying that, as a novel, it's unforgettable. But as Ishiguro sadly tells us, that's only wishful thinking.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and is the author of the new book, So We Read On, How the Great Gatsby Came to Be and Why It Endures. She reviewed The Buried Giant by Kazuo Ishiguro.